Yesterday we discussed exactly how to define the malacha of borer, not the action of borer, but what is going on conceptually, what is the malacha of borer to make you chayev in borer. So we had three different options yesterday. We said it's either that concept of tikkun ha'ochel, that through the process of separating, you have fixed that original mixture, there was a problem with that original mixture, there was psolus in that original mixture, and by separating it, you have then we were metaking that original mixture, that's called tikkun ha'ochel. One of the rides that we had to that was the Ran. We had the Yerushalmi and the Ran. So Dani pointed out that the Ran, depending on how you read that Ran, the Ran's discussing a case of removing honey from a honeycomb. So I was under the assumption that the honeycomb was the ochel, and that the Ran is saying that whenever you remove the honey, you're not removing the entire honey. Some of the honey is remaining in the honeycomb. Therefore, what the Ran would be saying is that you have never completely fixed the problem within the honeycomb, because there's always that psolus of honey remaining in that original mixture. That was my assumption of how to read the Ran. Dani pointed out that there's another way that you can read the Ran, which is that the honey is really the ochel, and the honeycomb is the psolus, which is what you would think at first glance. There are different reasons why you wouldn't want to say that, but at first glance, we would think that honey is something that you would want. So that's another way to read it, that really the honey is what you want, and so then that would have different implications. I don't want to get into the different implications in terms of that, but there are different ways that you could read the Ran. Anyways, that's just in terms of yesterday. So we had the Ran and the Rishami who understood that it's based on tikkun ha'ochel. Then we had another understanding of by separating it, so then the malacha borer is by just removing the psolus, it's the hasaras psolus. And so that would explain the taz, the famous taz, that if you just take ochel with the psolus, so then you have not been over the violation of borer, because the whole malacha is about removing the psolus. By taking ochel with the psolus, you have not been over on the malacha borer. That's according to the taz. And then the final explanation that we gave was based on the Prima Gadim, whose understanding of the taz, which is that it's not just about removing the psolus or about tikkun ochel, but it's really about a complete separation of the two. You have to completely separate the two. So that was basically what we did yesterday. So now let's start with the Gemara. The Gemara 9 Dalam and Aleph is the beginning of the Gemaras that discuss Borer. Borer is basically an Amud and a half. Amud of Gemaras that deal with Borer directly after the Mishnah 9 and Gimel. So let's read six words. Tana Rabbanan. This is the very beginning introduction to Borer. Hayu lefanav minei ochlin. So you have in front of you minei ochlin. So we'll stop here. You have in front of you Mine Ochlin. So what's going on here? So yesterday we discussed that the Maisa Malacha is to remove Psolas from Ochel. So you have in front of you Mine Ochlin. So what's missing? Psolas. Where's the Psolas? You have in front of you Mine Ochlin. You have things that you could eat in front of you. So the Gemara is going to discuss how you could perform Borer, in which cases Borer is Mutter, which cases Borer is Aser. But in the end of the day, just before we get to what cases of borer is mutter, borer is usser, so what is this mixture here? What does it consist of? So it's just hayu lefanav minei ochlin. You just have ochel there. So what exactly is going on? So if you look at Rashi doesn't say much because he just leaves things out. Rashi says, hayu lefanav minei ochlin, garsinan velo garsinan shnei. We're not goris shnei minei ochlin. So the Pnei Yeshua, and we'll see the Ritva inside in a second, the Pnei Yeshua says that the reason why Rashi leaves out shnei is A, because he argues on Tosfos, but the idea behind it is that if you have shnei minei ochlin, so then you're really limiting yourself to just two ochlin, two desirable foods that you have in front of you. You have two desirable foods in front of you, and then you have no psolus whatsoever. The Pnei Yeshua says that the Rashi specifically leaves that out. Because Rashi holds that you need to have some sort of psolus in there. So if I have the language of hayu lefanav minei ochlim, so we're dealing with a lot of different ochel, a lot of different foods that are around. Whenever you have a lot of food around, so then there's bound to be some sort of psolus within that. But there will be psolus there. So Rashi specifically has it that it's not limited to two, so that there exists psolus within the mixture. And we need psolus within the mixtures to have that psolus mitocha ochel, that you have objective psolus found within the ochel. So the Pnei Yeshua says that The reasoning of Rashi is what forces Rashi to take out the word shnei from minei ochlim. Specifically minei ochlim and not shnei minei ochlim, because for Rashi it has to be objective psolas. And for Rashi, psolas is included in this line of ha'ilafan of minei ochlim. As you see, the Ritva. The Ritva has a similar idea as the Pnei Yeshua. The Ritva says, this is on the Mar Makomo sheet, Jesus Rashi, ha'ilafan of minei ochlim. Velo garis shnei minei ochlim. Dahacha beborer ochel mitoch psolas hu, kidi isa kaman, velo beborer ochel mitoch ochel. The same idea. We have to be dealing with a case of psolas, objective psolas here. And so therefore you can't have the language of shnei minei ochlim, because otherwise you wouldn't have objective psolas. The Pnei Yeshua says that, where did Rashi get this from? That you have to have objective psolas, so he says it's because it's doma lemishkan. Pnei Yeshua says this explicitly. All the malachas are based off what happened in the Mishkan. And so in the Mishkan, there was objective psolas. It was about cleaning out the wheat to prepare it, to use it for the bread. And so when they cleaned off the psolas, it was objective psolas. It was pebbles, it was dirt that was found within the wheat that they would clean off. So that's objective psolas. So Rashi doesn't want to take it further than what happened in the Mishkan. It's not muchrach, but I thought this would fit nicely with how Rashi defined borer in the Mishnah. If you go back to the Mishnah 9 Gimel and Aleph, we quoted this Rashi yesterday. So Rashi says, "Haborer psoles biyadav." If you're borer psoles in your hand. So we're going to see Tosos in a minute. We haven't dealt with Tosos yet, but Tosos is going to say that borer even includes cases of two different forms of ochel. So to define borer as psoles biyadav, I'm not sure Tosos would necessarily agree. He might agree. But psoles miyadav would be that you're taking out psoles. So for Rashi, who holds that you always need to have some sort of psoles there, so I could understand it, that he defines in the Mishnah, when you're defining borer, it's borer psoles miyadav, because there has to be psoles in there. You're taking out psoles from your hands, there has to be psoles there. But for Tosos, it could even be a habor ochel miyadav. You could have certain cases where you take out ochel, as long as it's, we'll deal with Tosos what the cases would be, what the circumstances would be. But you could understand for Tosos that line wouldn't fit with his definition of borer. But for Rashi, who understands that the whole idea of the only case we could have of borer is where there's objective psolos there, so then it would fit to have the language of habor psolos miyadav. You need to have that psolos within the mixture. So that's all the understanding of Rashi. So again, Rashi doesn't have the word shnei minei ochlim, because for him, there has to be some sort of psolos there, so once you have a lot of food around, so then there's bound to be some sort of psolos there, and that's what the case is. So let's see Tosus inside. Hayulafanov, ayin dalem, after Ramaskal, Hayulafanov, shnei minei ochlim garsinan. He does have the language of shnei. So the big question is, if we only have two ochels, let's say you have apples and oranges in your mixture, they're in your mixture together. So the big question is, where's the psolas? What happened to psolas? So he says, v'chein perish Rabbeinu Chananel, de b'ochel mitoch ochel shaycha b'rira. No, it's possible to have ochel mitoch ochel. There is a concept of borer when it's ochel mitoch ochel. You don't need to have psolas there. He gets it from Rabbeinu Chananel. And then he goes on to explain. I didn't see Rabbeinu Chananel today, but I think Rabbeinu Chananel doesn't have this next part. I think Rabbeinu Chananel just says ochel mitoch ochel.
He doesn't say anything. He just says
different masl. What do you mean? Which different masl? Oh, shnei.
Yeah, he just says
shnei. Uh-huh. Okay, fine. He says shnei. So this next part is Tosos. The Tosos is chiddush. Just before we get to the next part, the concept of ochel mitoch ochel does come up somewhere else. It comes up in the Yerushalmi. Tosos is going to quote this at the end in the Yerushalmi. So let's just see the end of Tosos first. V'chein mashbi Yerushalmi degar sabor ochlim mitoch ochlim chizkiya amar chulei. The Yerushalmi also has a case of ochel mitoch ochel, where you're taking food from food without having any psolas, any objective psolas in there. So Yerushalmi over there, when Tosfos only discusses Chizkiya, only quotes Chizkiya, but it's discussing Ochel mitoch Ochel. Over there, there's a machlokas and Marayim. There's a dispute there in the Gemara whether that's Chayev or Pater. Chizkiya says that it's Chayev, that Ochel mitoch Ochel is Chayev, and I believe Rabbi Yochanan says that it's Pater. So there's actually a machlokas there, whether Ochel mitoch Ochel is Chayev or Pater. And so Tosfos is assuming like Chizkiya. He only quotes Chizkiya. The Tosfos is assuming like Chizkiya in that Yerushalmi that Ochel mitoch Ochel is Chayev. So you do have that language. What you don't have is the reason. The question is why. So now Ochel mitoch Ochel is Chayev. The question is why. I thought the whole concept of Borer is about separating the good from the bad, or the bad from the good. So Tosfos goes on to explain. Why is it Aser? And we'll see that maybe according to other Rishonim, the reason would be different. Why is it Aser? Going back to the beginning of Tosos, the ba'ochel mitoch ochel shaycha brera sheborer oso she'ino chafetz le'achol mitoch oso she'rotza le'achol. Because you're taking, which one are you choosing? The one that you do not want to eat, even though they're both perfectly good edible foods. You have apples and oranges in front of you, but you're taking out the one that you do not want to eat. Mitoch oso she'rotza le'achol, from the one that you do want to eat. The oso she'ino chafetz bo. Here's the Chiddush and Tosos, Choshev Psolas Legabe Oso, Shechofetz Lechol. You can have a concept of subjective Borer when you have two edible foods in front of you. One of them you do want to have, one of them you don't want to have, right now. So then we'll define the one that you don't want to have as Psolas, and the one that you do want to have as Ochal. So now we have a concept called subjective Psolas. That's what Tosos says. So ochel mitoch ochel means that you can have subjective psolas. So Rashi argues, just going back to Rashi, Rashi argues, says the Pnei Yeshua, says the Ritva, holds that there's no concept of subjective psolas. You can only have objective psolas, ochel and psolas. So let's see the Rambam and see if the Rambam agrees or disagrees with Tosos. The Rambam is in Ches Yud Beis to Yud Gimel. I only quoted Yud Gimel. It also comes up in Yud Beis a little bit. Let's read the Rambam. The Rambam is very vague. It's unclear exactly what he's saying. The Rambam in Yud Beis here. I didn't have it in the Mar Makomos. He says Habor Ochel Mitoch Psolas. This is the very beginning of the Rambam's discussion of Borer, basically Habor Ochel Mitoch Psolas. So if you're Borer Ochel from Psolas, O Shahayu Lefanav Shnei Minei Ochlin. Or you have in front of you two different types of ochlin. So it seems to be that he's quoting our Gemara of shnei minei ochlin, and he has the girsa of shnei like Tosfos. V'birer min mimin acher, and in the case of shnei minei ochlin, you take one min from the other min. He says v'birer min mimin acher benafa bekivra chayev. So then you're chayev. So just to focus on it, he says habor ochlin mitoch psolas. He doesn't say, this is his introduction, we're going to get to Yud Gimel in a second, but in his introduction, he doesn't say, the one that you don't want. All he says is, you separate one min from the other. You take the oranges from the apples. But he doesn't say that you desire one over the other. That's not part of the discussion. He just says v'bir min 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 acher in the beginning, in the base. So now let's get to Yud Gimel. Yud Gimel, the beginning of Yud Gimel is a different discussion, so I'm going to go into the middle of Yud Gimel here. He says habor ochel mitoch psolas biyado lahanicho afilu lebo boyom nase kebor leotzer v'chayev. Even if you take ochel mitoch psolas, but you're leaving it for the end of the day or for the next day, you're not going to have it right now. So then that's part of the iser and your chayev. We'll get to that within the next couple of days. Hayu lefan of shnei minei ochlim. So again, he goes back to his case that he had in Yud Beis of shnei minei ochlim, mu raven. They're together. They're in a mixture. Boror echad me echad. You could choose one from the other. Umaniach lechol miad. And you could leave it lechol miad to eat it right away. But if you take it in order to leave it for later on in the day, so then that's the same thing as what he just discussed before that. That it's if you leave it for some later time period, so then it would be chayiv. So the Rambam is a little vague here. He says, Shnei mini ochel muravim bor echad me'echad umaniach lechol miyad. So you're leaving one aside, lechol miyad. So which one are you eating? What's maniach lechol miyad? Are you eating the one that you're taking? Are you eating the one that's left behind? So it's a little unclear in the Rambam. Which one is it? It's unclear.
Isn't maniach the one that you're taking?
Yeah, so that's what I would think. I would think maniach is the one that is you're the one that you're taking. You're leaving aside, right?
Right.
I mean, maniach is just to place it down.
So maniach is higher than psilos.
Okay, so you're saying maniach is lechol miyad. I could have understood maniach lechol miyad is all one phrase. I leave it down to eat it right away. It's a little difficult. But the way you're saying it is a maniach is that you're leaving it. Lechol miyad is going on a different on the other object. That's why it's a little difficult.
That's fire.
Of psolos mitol ochel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're leaving aside lechol miyad the ochel that you have. Yeah. So I agree that that's the pashut. I think it is a little vague. The way Avram's saying it, maniach is that you're leaving aside when you take it, you're leaving that one aside because that's the one that you don't want. Lechol miyad is what you're leaving behind, that which is which you didn't take from that original mixture. Now you're going to eat from that original mixture. So basically, you have apples and oranges, and you take out the oranges to eat the apples. That's what the Rambam is saying. So that would be mutter, but if you want to leave both of them aside, you're taking away the oranges from the apples, and you don't want to have anything, seemingly, that's what the Rambam is saying, you don't want to have anything, so then that would be chayiv. If you leave both of them for later on, so then that would be chayiv. So the Rambam doesn't give a reason for this, but the Rambam does seem to say, like Tosos, that we're dealing here with Shnei Mini Ochel, not like Rashi, that we're dealing with objective psolos, we do have here Shnei minei ochlim, we have complete ochel in front of us, apples and oranges in front of us, and you can have a concept of vorer when you take that which you're not eating right away. But it doesn't explain why. Tosos explained the reason for this is because there's a concept of subjective vorer. Because that which you want to eat is now defined as ochel. That which you don't want to eat is defined as psolas. But the Rambam doesn't give a reason. The Rambam in Yud Beis does say, all he says is that you separate one min from the other min. That's all his language is. It's separating one min from the other min. So the Bir Halacha, in both Bir Halachas, which I mentioned in the Rambam Komos, and Divrei Masal Miniach and Hayu Lefanav, I think he takes an understanding of the Rambam as different from Tosos. In Hayu Lefanav, he says, within a certain context, he says, "Velanias daiti nira pashut miloshen Rambam, desvirale dehabrira mashiborer min echad mechavero vaideza hu kol min bifnei atzmo." When I separate one min from another min, and each min is now separated by it to itself, zehu etzem hamalacha. This is etzem hamalacha. This is the malacha borer. To separate one min from another min. And in Divrei Maslo, Maniach Hasheni, he's also going to have something similar to that. We'll first see the Shulchan Aruch to show that. But I think for the Rambam, the idea of Borer is different than what we've been saying until now. Yesterday we had this whole discussion about Ochel and Psoles and removing. What is it? Is it Hasaras HaPsolas or is it Tikkun HaOchel? For the Rambam, it's about separating min mimin acher. It's just about separating, making just a separation of two different minim. It's a separation of minim.
Is it 100% pure min?
I don't know if it has to be. I don't know if I have to go so far as to say like the Prima Gadam. You want to say is the Rambam saying like the Prima Gadam saying like the Rambam? I don't know if you have to say that far, go that far. The Prima Gadam is saying that it has to be a complete separation. I don't know if it has to be a complete separation for the Rambam. The Rambam is a different idea. It's just about separating two different entities. By separating two different entities, that is the malacha of Borer. Oh, One second. But you have a way out. In a case of ochel mitoch psoles, so then there's a heter. We'll get to what that heter is in a couple of days. In the next couple of days. But when it's ochel mitoch psoles, now it's no longer going to be viewed as separating two different minim. Now it's really about, let's say, it's derech achila is one explanation. The fact that you're taking it is because you want to eat it. So that's not defined as separating two different minim, two different entities. That's just because you want to eat. So that's viewed as derech achila. What was your question?
Rambam only requires labels of psolas and ochel for the heter of ochel mitoch psolas, but otherwise you're going to be over the malacha without calling something psolas and ochel.
Yes, that's what I would like to suggest. Yeah, the other way of going about it, that's one way of understanding the Rambam. That for the Rambam, it's just completely about. Say again.
Somebody just wanted to be repeated.
What he said?
Yeah.
Basically, for the Rambam, the malacha of borer is not about taking away the bad from the good. The whole concept of taking away bad from the good, good from the bad, that's not for the Rambam. That's what we said for Tosos and for Rashi. For the Rambam, the malacha of borer is just about separating. It's separating two different entities. Ah, but everyone discusses ochel mitoch psolas, psolas mitoch ochel. We see that there are these ideas of taking good from bad and bad from good. And there are differences between the two. No, that's only because taking ochel mitoch psolas is an exception. Taking good from the bad is an exception of, let's say, not, this isn't the only reason, but let's say, derech achila. When I take the good to have it right now, so I'm eating. What do you want? I'm not defining this as separating different entities. This is how I eat. I eat by taking the good. I'm taking what I want right now, and I'm going to eat it right away. Yeah.
So what would you say about the part with the term musim, the Rambam?
Well, that's an example. I don't want to get into it right now because we haven't seen it in the Gemara, but that's an example of psolos mitoch ochel.
So what would that be against what you said before? How he doesn't care about psolos and ochel?
No, he said psolos mitoch ochel is a problem because it's separating two different entities. You just don't have the heter of ochel mitoch psolos. Anytime it's psolos mitoch ochel, you're in a lack of a heter of viewing it as something that you're just eating right now. So there are these ideas of psolos mitoch ochel and ochel mitoch psolos. It's just that's not the definition of the malacha. It's just a question of is there a heter here? Is there an exception here, or is there not an exception here? When it's ochel mitoch psolos, so then you have an exception because it's just this is how I eat. I eat by taking what I want right now. When it's psolos mitoch ochel, so I no longer have the exception. And so now it goes back to just how to define borer, which is separating two different entities. And so for the Rambam, the malacha is just about separating two different entities. So again, the Gemara has a language, according to Tosas and the Rambam, of shnei minei ochlim. The question is, what do you do with this? So this is the opening line of the Gemara, ha'ilafanu shnei minei ochlim. So what does this mean? So Tosas says, must be that there's some sort of psolas here. What's the psolas? Subjective psolas. Because you have to have psolas, because part of the definition of borer is psolos mitoch ochel. But for the Rambam, when I see in the Gemara, shnei minei ochlim, so it's not about psolos. We see the line is shnei minei ochlim. It's not about psolos. For the Rambam, I don't care about psolos. It's just about separating two different entities. But the very fact that the Gemara is not discussing psolos in its opening line, so I already see that it's not about psolos mitoch ochel, ochel mitoch psolos. It's just about separating two different entities. So let's see now the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah to see how they paskin. This is Shinya Tes Gimel. Hayu lefanav shnei minei ochlim uravim. So you have shnei minei ochlim uravim. They have the Girsa of Tosus, the Rambam, Rabbi Nochananel. So bor echad me echad umaniach. Let's leave out the Ramah lechol miad. So the Shulchan Aruch essentially has the girsa of the Rambam. It says Hayulfan of Shnei Minei Ochlim Uravim Umaniach Lechol Miad. The Ramah comes along and says Umaniach Hasheni Kidei Lechol Miad. You leave the Sheni. What's the Sheni Kidei Lechol Miad? You leave the Sheni. What's that referring to? That's referring to Maniach Hasheni is referring to the one that you say it again. It's Ochel Mitoch Psolos. Maniach Hasheni, the Sheni is the one that's left behind. Whenever you see in the Mishnah Berurah also, the Sheni is referring to the one that's left behind. That's what the Ramah says. So the Bir Lacha is gonna get into what exactly did the Ramah change? What did he change from the Shulchan Aruch? What's he coming to add? So let's see the Mishnah Berurah here. Maniach Hasheni. The Mishnah Berurah says Maniach Hasheni. What's a lomar? The Oso Shirot Lechel Ata Chashiv Kaochel. The Hasheni Chashiv Psoles. V'imkein tzarech liver zeh shirot zelechol miyad d'chashiv ka'ochel u'laniach hasheni b'ka'ara. He says, like, similar Lashona says to Tosfos, is the language of the Mishnah Berurah, that you leave aside the sheni, which is the one that was the original mixture, and that which you're taking, that's the heter. Ochel mitoch psolos is the heter, but if you were to do it the other way around, explains the Mishnah Berurah, he's going to continue to explain, if you did it the other way around, of psolos mitoch ochel, so then that would be a problem. Of psolos mitoch ochel. If you look at the Bir Halacha, u'maniach hasheni, so he explains that the difference that the Ramah is having is exactly this difference in terms of what exactly is the Ramah adding. Let's see the Bir Halacha inside. I'm your Mishnah Berurah. V'ini lashon ha-mechaber matik meharambam. The Shulchan Aruch is getting this from the Rambam. V'heim kipshaton. U'maniach la'acherim o la'atzmo. You leave it aside for others or for yourself. V'harav Mosef, the Ramah adds tevas hasheni. V'shina kovanos ha-mechaber v'harambam. Lo'odia lanu d'oso she'ene rotza ata hu kipsoles. V'tzarech liver osa she'rotza lechol dafka. The one that you don't want right now is the psoles, and you specifically have to take that which you want right now. But for the Rambam, that's not true. For the Rambam, he says, "V'imdas a Rambam who gam ken karama lo brera dish gedolim she'enam sovrim ken." So there are those that explain differently in the Rambam. He says, "Look at the Sefer Maim Mordechai." I'm skipping two lines. The b'shnei mina ocholim afa pishalo ochol masha birer. Even if you don't eat that which you picked, el masha ya borer biyado hinichel bo bayam lemachras v'ochol amina nishar shari. De lo asrinan ze ella beborer psolas gomer mitoch ochol. Mashein kein hocha dehave shnei mina ocholim v'chol shabor kedei lechol alter shari. I can lashon a Maimer Mordechai. The Maimer Mordechai explains that when you need to take the ochel mitoch psoles, as opposed to the psoles mitoch ochel for a heter, that's specifically when you have objective psoles and objective ochel. In a case where you have objective psoles and objective ochel, so then that's the case that you need to take ochel mitoch psoles. But in our case, of ha'ilafanu shnei mine ochlim, where you have two different entities, and it's subjective ochel and subjective psoles, so then that's not necessary anymore. Because once we're dealing with subjective, and objectively, this is really just all ochel, so then you could, as long as you eat something, so then that's fine. You could even eat that which you're leaving behind, and it's generally called psolos mitoch ochel, and there's no problem. That's what the Maimer Mordechai says. So the question is, what exactly is going on here, according to the Maimer Mordechai? And with this, we'll stop. I'm a little behind. According to the Maimer Mordechai, we explained it beforehand for the Rambam. I wanted to suggest that there's this concept of not ochel mitoch psolos. It's not about taking good from bad, but it's just this idea of separating different minim. It's just purely about separating different minim. Min mi minacher. Right? For the Maimer Mordechai, it seems to be that he has two different categories of borer according to the Rambam, and it fits with the Rambam in terms of the fact that he says two different things, both in Yud Beis and in Yud Gimel. If you look back at the Rambam, just in Yud Beis, he says Habor Ochel Mitoch Psoles. That's one case, and then O Shahayu Lefan of Shnei Minei Ochlin. And the second case is if you have Shnei Minei Ochlin. So it seems to be, according to the Maimer Mordechai, that there are really two different types of Boer. There's Boer Ochel Mitoch Psoles, where you have to take Ochel Mitoch Psoles, and that's dealing with objective Boer. Whenever you know for sure that there's Psoles there, it's objectively Psoles. So then in that case, you have to take Ochel Mitoch Psoles. But in a case where it's not objective psolus, an objective ochel, but we just have a shnei minei ochlim, it's two entities. They're both viewed as ochel. It might be that you desire one over the other right now, and it's subjectively ochel and psolus, but it doesn't make a difference. As long as you have two entities, that's also a case of borer. But in that case of borer, as long as you take something to eat right now, so then in that case, you didn't violate borer. Because in the case of shnei minei ochlim, it's not about choosing ochel versus psolus. There is no ochel and psolus here. It's just about separating two different entities. So once it's just about separating two different entities, as long as I've taken something to eat from it, so then I can now view that as a heter of, let's say, derech achila. As long as I take something from those two entities, I'm now eating from one of those two entities, and I have not violated borer. So when I'm dealing with objective psolus and objective ochel, so then in that case, I specifically have to take the ochel. I have to take that ochel and eat that ochel, as opposed to, and because that's the derech achila. But once I'm dealing with two in a mixture, two different entities where they're both viewed as ochel, they're both ochel, so then when I separate between the two, so I'm not taking psolus from ochel or ochel from psolus, I'm just separating two different minim, and that's what the melacha is. That's another form of the melacha, of just separating minim. So as long as I eat from something, so then once I eat from either one, so now there's a heter. Because the melacha is about separating two different entities. As long as I've taken from either one, because you don't define either one as ochel or psolus. As long as I eat from either one, so then I have not violated borer. If I just leave them aside, so then I have violated borer. Just quickly. I'm sorry?
Would the Rambam agree that if you have two mini achalim and you intend to eat it, that you're going to be a heter? If you intend to eat one of them?
Yeah, that's how the Maimon Mordechai understands the Rambam.
So the Rambam has heter.
So therefore, just going back to Avram's point, if you go back to the Rambam, when he discusses the heter, he says, Hayil fanav shnimini ochlam uravin. Borer echad me'echad umaniach lechol miyad. So maniach, and you put one aside, lechol miyad, according to this, lechol miyad would be going on either one. If it's lechol, either the one that you took, or the one that you left behind, either one, as long as you want to eat either one, so then you have not violated borer, because this is a different type of borer. There's one type of borer of taking good from bad or bad from good. But there's a different type of borer of separating two different minim. Once it's about separating different minim, so it's not like I'm not taking bad from good or good from bad. So as long as I eat from either one, so then I have not violated borer. The only time I violate borer is when I just leave them, let them be. I don't take from either one. So it's basically a form of separating. That's just separating not to do anything with it until a future point in time.
Once we're agreeing that
that's according to the Maimon Mordechai, yeah.
But once we have that second version, then doesn't that already encapsulate within it the first one? Because once you have the Ochel and Psolet, those are viewed as two distinct entities, and then that already explains the reason why we have particular dinim, like taking the Ochel from the Psolet, because that's the Derech Achila. So what does the having the Psolet and the Ochel, that mode of viewing Bora, what does that add to the display, to the definition of Bora?
So I would say we just, whenever you have ochel and psolus together and shnei minei ochlim, so then just the mixture is just viewed differently. So when you have ochel and psolus, we don't view the mixture as two different entities. You might need two different entities, but it's not, we don't view the mixture as two different entities. The way we view the mixture is just good and bad. It's not, and so when we separate between the two, we're not viewing it as separating entities. It's really about separating good from bad or bad from good. Whenever they're both viewed as good, they're both ochel, so then we view the mixture as just entities, not in terms of good from bad and bad from good, but we just view them, and so therefore their halachas would be different. It's just about how we view the mixture. You're right. In the case of ochel and psolus, they are two different entities, but the way we view it is just not shnei minei ochlim, but we would view it as ochel mitoch psolus, as ochel and psolus combined together, not two different entities combined together. So, one more minute. I don't think the food's here yet. Anyways. The Bir Halacha in Divrei Maaseh HaYulfanav discusses this issue of what happens if you just separate for the sake of separating and you don't want anything. And so the Bir Halacha essentially says for the Rambam that just separating for the sake of separating is the Malacha of Borer. That is the Malacha of Borer. So if that's how you understand it for the Rambam, the Prima Gadim is Mesupik about this. The Bir Halacha says, the Pir Megadim is Masubik about this, but once we're saying this for the Rambam, so then that's essentially, if you look at the Bir Halacha inside, he's basically saying, for the Rambam, that is the Malacha. The Malacha is just about separating. And so therefore, if you were to separate, just to leave it aside, both of them, for the future, so then that would be the Malacha of Borer. Just the
that's
Chayik
in the
Maimon Mordechai. I don't think it's argument him. If you go to the Shmir Shabbos in Gimel Chav Dalet, just basically quotes this idea of Shni Mei Ochlim. He says La Halacha Shni Mei Ochlim Murav Zebazeh Mutar Lachachas as a Min Shirutz Alochla Achshav. You're allowed to take from the one they want right now, because that's called ochel, and when, as opposed to, but of also lahaser saminshi inerotza, but you can't take the one that you do not want right now, because that's called psolas. So the way Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa understands it conceptually is similar to the way the Rama understands it, and similar to the way Tosas understands it. So just to review, the Shulchan Aruch is taking the position of the Rambam, and we gave a 1a, 1b understanding of the Rambam, if it's just completely dependent on Shni Meini Ochlim, or the Maimon Mordechai has this two different categories. But the Shulchan Aruch takes the idea of the Rambam that it's just that the Malacha is about separating. The Rama, as explained by the Bir Halacha and the Mishnah Berurah, is taking the understanding of Tosos, which is that it's not about just the concept of separating, but you need to have Ochlim Psolas here. The question is whether you could have subjective Psolas, and according to Tosos, you could have subjective Psolas. And that's how the Rama passings also. And according to Rashi, we pointed out that there is no concept of subjective psolus, and it's just about objective psolus. Okay, we'll stop.